Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. An unexpected turn in the impeachment trial of former President Trump on charges of inciting insurrection. Senators have voted to allow calling witnesses to testify. House impeachment managers want to subpoena Republican Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler. She issued a statement last night recounting details about a conversation that House GOP leader Kevin MacArthur shared with her about a phone call he had with former President Donald Trump during the siege. McCarthy says Trump told him the mob cares more about the election results than he did. NPR's Claudia Grisales says Herrera Butler's statement is a political risk for her.
We've seen other House Republicans really face some severe backlash who voted for the impeachment. She is virtually putting her career on the line just with the impeachment vote. And now with this statement, she is really going ahead and trying to put out there, this is what I've heard, and others can corroborate it. And she's pleading for others who can to come forward.
Trump's defense lawyers had objected to witness testimony, but if it's allowed, they say they want to call more than 100 witnesses to be deposed. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll vote to acquit former President Trump, according to a source familiar with his decision. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports.
McConnell told his colleagues ahead of the trial that any decision on impeachment is one of conscience. McConnell informed Republicans of his choice as lawmakers prepared for what could be the final day of Trump's second impeachment trial. In order to convict Trump, 17 Republicans would have to join all 50 Democrats in voting yes. 44 Republicans voted earlier this week that they believe the trial itself is unconstitutional. Six GOP senators joined Democrats in voting to let the trial proceed on the grounds that it was constitutional. None of those six senators have said if they also plan to vote to convict Trump. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Census Bureau says it's delaying the release of the 2020 census by 6 months. The data is used to redraw the nation's voting maps. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports the Bureau says it needs more time to run quality checks.
Redistricting data are now expected by the end of September. Because of the pandemic and schedule changes by Trump officials, the Census Bureau says it needs more time to sort through duplicate and incomplete responses. Kathy Fung of the government watchdog group Common Cause says she's worried some states may have less time to redraw voting maps.
It may create the opportunity for state legislatures to rush through lines that protect their incumbents or hold on to party power because they're going to face very little public scrutiny.
Some states are pushing back deadlines through court orders or amending their constitutions. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR. Myanmar's new military government is arresting opposition politicians and activists. Protesters are back in the street of the nation's largest cities to decry the coup carried out nearly 2 weeks ago. The junta accuses the overthrown civilian government of failing to investigate election fraud last year. Opposition activists in Nicaragua say President Daniel Ortega's security forces are cracking down on student leaders, civil society groups, and journalists as the country prepares for elections later this year. Maria Martin has details.
Student leaders Enrique Cuadra and Santiago Fajardo were recently arrested, interrogated, and threatened. The home of independent Radio Darío owner Aníbal Toruño was broken into for the third time since a mass popular uprising against the Ortega government began in 2018 and was crushed brutally. Now, as the country prepares for November elections, the government has the power to designate opponents as terrorists, thereby ruling them out as candidates. The U.S. State Department has expressed concern about the crackdown and says Nicaragua is headed towards a dictatorship under Daniel Ortega. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
In Colorado, federal and state officials say they've taken down a massive drug trafficking operation that's linked to Mexico. Agents seized tens of thousands of counterfeit oxycodone pills laced with fentanyl. 64 people have been indicted. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.